Okay, 5, 4. All right, hello. We're back to the podcast, which we don't have a name for yet.
We'll come
up with a name for it, but we're back. And this is podcast number 3. Today is July 25th of 2013. And we are honored to have a special guest with us. Obviously, he hasn't been listening to the podcast that we've been creating. Otherwise, you probably would have thought twice about this before he accepted our invitation. But Adam Coleman is going to talk to us about one of the services that he helps take care of on campus. And we'll let Brendan take it from here.
Yeah. All right. Well, Adam, we're here to kind of go over some guides to support on the campus and talk about some comparisons of the tech hub that we'll be having at the library and the Penguin student-run help desk down at AA4110. So what are the hours at the Penguin help desk.
Mm-hmm. We actually change every quarter. So we usually broadcast those over the video feeds that we have throughout campus. This quarter, summer of 2013, we're open Monday through Thursday from 7:30 to 4 p.m.
Okay. And what sort of things do you solve there?
We do all kinds of things, such as install antivirus software, malware. We recommend parts for purchases. If people bring in their parts, we can put them in. We don't have parts there.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, we help with application error messages, troubleshooting network, internet stuff. Help with hardware and software issues. We can even reformat their hard drives. Sometimes they may even have to completely rebuild their systems.
Wow. So wait. That's a long list there. Is this for... You're not doing this for free, are you?
Yep, this is all free.
Are
this
you
is
serious?
Free for
wow.
students. It's
cool.
free for faculty.
Yeah.
And additionally, it's free for members of the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got an aunt or an uncle or a brother that needs some help, they can bring it in as well.
We're located
down in... AA4, room 110.
Mm-hmm.
So if I remember the community, and I happened to stumble across this podcast and, you know, decided to listen to this, and I go, oh, I could use this service, how do they know that the people working on these computers know what they're doing? I mean, how can they be assured that these people understand what's going on?
Good question.
And
yeah.
The one thing,
question.
Dear listeners, that we didn't do is introduce Mr. Coleman and in his role at Clark. Well, we introduced
his
name, but
yes,
we didn't tell you
name.
What he does.
Yes.
So, Adam, would you like to explain to people
sure.
what exactly that you do
here?
I'm actually in charge of the computer support specialist program here at Clark College, which is part of the computer technology department. I've been doing this for about I've been here at Clark College for about 10 years. The program's been running quite a bit. The Penguin Help Desk is the students who are towards the end of the computer support specialist degree. Actually get actual hands-on. So it really helps us, having the community bring their PCs in for us.
So this is actually part of their education?
This is part of their education. This is actually towards the end of their degree. They've already gone through customer help. Most of them have gone through the A-plus certification. And so they've got quite a good knowledge of computers.
And just so you know, you're also an instructor,
yes.
correct? So
yes.
you teach
yes.
classes and
you're
instruct. So you're going to be supervising and making sure that the students don't do something drastically wrong.
Absolutely.
Okay, so anybody could feel very confident bringing their hardware in and knowing that, you know, they're not going to try and cram the sound card into the video card slot, or they're going to recognize the difference between, you know, VGA and a PCMI slot and all that stuff, and don't put that memory in here because it's not the right kind of
exactly.
memory.
Exactly. Right. And they've also been taught that if they're not absolutely certain of themselves, they can recommend other places in the community as well.
So if someone came in and said, I'm thinking about doing this kind of computer project, what kind of system should I create? They can help create that system?
Sure.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. It's a pretty good service. So I guess one thing about, in comparison with the service that we're going to provide to the library, the Tech Hub.
Oh, there's the phone.
There's
Quick.
The phone. We're going to turn the volume down. Okay. And so... With that service at the Tech Hub in the library, it sounds like you'll be doing a lot more personal computing questions and challenges or handling those kind of problems in a sense. Is that correct?
Yes, it's more designed for personal PCs, both hardware and software,
and whether
it's laptops or desktops.
And I forgot also Macs.
Sometimes we have students that can work on Macs. Sometimes we don't. It'd be a good idea if people call.
Okay.
The number down there is 992 2562.
We have a paper in front of us that we're looking at. No, it doesn't look like the number's on there.
It's 2562.
Okay, 2562.
992-2562.
We will also make sure that we put in a little comment in the blog post. Mm-hmm. With also a flyer. There's a flyer.
Yes.
You can also include a copy of the flyer in there as well. Okay, so you said Max, but how about if someone comes in with a computer that is running an open source software? Mm-hmm.
We have students who can open or deal with open source as well.
So any whether it's Ubuntu or it's
or Red Hat or any of those, Samba, any of those things. It would be a good idea to give a call first to make sure that we've got somebody down there that can do that.
Nice,
very cool. So, like I was getting to previously, so the tech hub that we're going to have in the library will probably be more for the academic and learning technologies, such as if you have a tablet that needs a ebook on it or a PDF, we can help with that. That's something that we want to provide to the students for their learning and lifelong learning abilities. And so it sounds like we'll be more handling that kind of academic technology and. I think that this is a great service to even be referring to students. So I really appreciate you coming here and talking with us.
Glad. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And I think more about the tech hub, we'll be handling a lot more wireless issues, web registration. I can edit this later.
Usernames
and passwords. Mm-hmm. Everything that involves the Clark's technology for students. That we can do our best to help you out, and we'll point you to the right direction if you come and ask a question that we can answer, and we'll also try to help you out in a sense of finding the solution that works best for you. So, yeah.
Great. So it sounds like if they have questions about using the resources on campus, they need to visit you.
Mm-hmm. The Tech Hub.
The Tech Hub. Yep, sorry. You guys can't see how I'm looking and pointing towards Brendan, Tech Hub. And then I was going to turn and point towards Adam and say, but if they have questions about the hardware or putting a system together or
troubleshooting, upgrading, viruses, any of those issues, they can come to us.
Yeah,
come to you.
Yeah.
All right.
And but it won't just be me. I want to make that clear. It won't just be me at the Tech Hub. There'll be me and another person and some of my other
cohorts.
Yes. So we will be assisting students in that realm as well. So
anything else you want to add?
That I can think of other than thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Bring your PCs down. We'll be happy to work on it.
Maybe we'll have you every quarter to get the hours out there. And
there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One more time. What are the hours for us?
We're down at Scarpelli. I keep wanting to say Scarpelli Hall. We are down at Jones Stout Hall, room or AA4, room 110.
Okay.
On the south. East corner of campus. We do have a parking spot down there, so you don't have to carry your computer across.
One whole parking spot?
One whole parking spot. Yes. Okay. But it's there. It's better.
It took a process, I hear.
Yeah, it's a long process. So anyway, so we have our parking. We are there. Our hours change quarterly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's always a good idea. AA4, room 110.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, so you need to check ahead of time. And if you have something like a Mac or an open source operating system, call beforehand.
Yes.
All right.
All right. And so like we do usually, we say don't email us. We will bring...
Yeah, don't email us. And all hate mail is going to be forward directly to Mr. Coleman.
Yeah.
So this week, send it in.
There you go.
And we'll conclude this one here. Mm-hmm. And we'll have more stuff for you guys next week.
Yeah. And if you have any questions about what happened to the podcast and what... any questions in particular, feel free to email us and we will definitely answer.
And those bits of information will be included in the post of the blog.
Yes.
Great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Signing off.
All right.
Thank you for shopping Clark College.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.